My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Let's head to Cincinnati right now to take a closer look at the Week 2 opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs. Dave Lapham joins us on the show. He's with the Bengals Radio Network. Dave, happy to have you on the show today. Let's start with one of the biggest questions of Week 1. What happened to the Bengals? How did they lose to the Patriots?
I'll tell you what, the Patriots were more ready to play football. The Patriots were the more physical football team. The Cincinnati Bengals missed 14 tackles in that football game. That's the most in the 6-year tenure that Lou Anarumo has been defensive coordinator, and that was kind of the story of the game. You know, they basically got handled up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage for the most part. I mean, gave up 170 yards rushing, only rushed for 70. The Patriots ran the ball 21 more snaps than the Bengals did. They just controlled the football. In every sense of the word, they controlled the clock, controlled the ball, they controlled the tempo, they controlled everything that you can control. And as a result, the Bengals find themselves in a situation where they lost a football game that they weren't anticipating they were going to lose. So they have to make up for it somewhere. And Kansas City would be a nice one to get. Baltimore and Baltimore would be a nice one to get. Those are the kind of games that they're looking at now, trying to get a win. Where, you know, that maybe not people aren't expecting to get a win because people weren't expecting them to lose this one.
Dave, you've been around this organization. You've been around this team. Why do you think they customarily get off to slow starts? Right now, Zach Taylor is 1-8 in the first 2 weeks of the NFL season. You played this game. You know the importance of starting hot and starting fresh. Why do you think Cincinnati has started so slow the last handful of seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they don't really push players as much as Andy Reid, for example. Andy Reid works his players pretty darn hard at training camp. John Harbaugh does the same thing. You know, he has his projected starters, both of them, getting the snaps and getting some significant snaps during the course of the preseason. So, you know, I think that's part of it. Now, they tried to up the ante a little bit in that regard this year. They had really some pretty serious practices in terms of physicality and situational football, and then they had joint practices with the Chicago Bears and the Indianapolis Colts, you know, trying to remedy that problem, but it reared his ugly head once again.
Right now, we're talking to Dave Lapham. He is on the Bengals Radio Network. He does the color commentary for the Cincinnati Bengals. You have seen a lot of Joe Burrow. What are you seeing from him? There's a lot of questions about his health, about the wrist. Is he 100%? What did you see from him in Week 1 against the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Carrington, I don't think that his new 100% is not his old 100%. You know, you have an injury like he had. When you have surgery that is a rare surgery, there's not many cases of it. So I think he's still in rehab. I mean, he's listed on the injury report for the second week of the season. Now he's practicing full, but he's obviously getting treatment and rehabilitation. So, you know, he's going to be listed. And, you know, he just has to keep working to keep it loose, keep it stretched out. The new 100% is a different 100% than the 100% he probably had before the injury. And that's just part of life in the National Football League. I remember, you know, having injuries, whether it be a dislocated elbow or a torn cartilage in a knee that and some other damage to it, where it's like, okay, can I play with it? Yeah. Is it 100% like it was before the injury? No. You figure out what the new 100% is and make adjustments and go from there. And I think he's in the process of doing that.
I consider Joe Burrow to be the second best quarterback in the league when he's healthy behind Patrick Mahomes. So it's interesting to hear you say that 100% for him now was just a new 100% and that you have to adjust. He hasn't played like that guy in 2022 in quite some time. Last year felt like a lost year because of the injury. It's just one game, so I don't want to completely overreact to one game. But it has been some time since you've seen that fearless Joe Burrow that was in the conversation to being the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he hadn't done anything really for about a year. So, you know, it doesn't come back overnight. And I think all of it, I think, you know, the recognition of what he's seeing out there, you know, making sure that he feels comfortable with it, making sure that he feels comfortable with people pressuring him. You know, don't drop your eyes from coverage and look at the pass rush. You know, get back in the habit of avoiding doing that type of thing. Don't take your eyes off coverage too soon necessarily. You know, it's a rhythm, it's a timing, and literally at this level in the National Football League with the athletes that are out there and the coaches that are scheming, like in this game, Lou Anarumo and Steve Spagnuolo, I mean, it's literally a tick. I mean, if you hesitate, not even a full second, I mean, any hesitation whatsoever can make a difference in that play. And, you know, now he's got to make sure that he's seeing what he's seeing, and he feels 100% confident in it, pre-snap to post-snap. And these defensive coordinators do a heck of a job of changing the picture, man. I mean, you see a picture pre-snap read, and then after the snap of the football, it's a totally different picture. And it takes some time to get back into the rhythm and timing and the recognition of all that.
Keeping it with the offense, this team only scored 10 points last week. A lot of it was due to the quarterback. A lot of it was due to the timing was off with Ja'Marr Chase, who hasn't practiced. He was under the weather. It doesn't appear that T. Higgins is also going to play in this game. He hasn't practiced this week left. Do you think that this team has enough firepower to go on the road and beat Kansas City with the injuries that they currently have?
We'll see. I mean, I guess, you know, time will tell on that. They only scored 3 points in the opener last year as well. 8 quarters of football to open the last two seasons, a grand total of 13 points. At least they put a touchdown on the board in this football game in terms of the opener. But, yeah, do they have enough weapons? Yeah, if everybody is in sync and the rhythm and timing is right and they're competing at the highest level, and I think from an excitement and energy standpoint, I don't think there's going to be a problem in that regard, them getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, a lot of people think that they might have been looking past the New England Patriots emotionally in that regard, you know, thinking about the Kansas City Chiefs game. So it didn't work out against the Patriots. Now you're going to have to get it done against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who are some of the names of players that are going to have to step up from this Bengals team in the absence of T. Higgins? There's been some changes since the last time that you and I talked about a Chiefs and Bengals game. We mentioned T. Higgins, his health. Joe Mixon is now playing for the Houston Texans. Who are some of the players, aside from Ja'Marr Chase, that are going to need to step up in order to help this team go to Arrowhead and leave with the win?
Yeah, Andre Josivash, you know, a young player. He had a great offseason. He's come back bigger, stronger, faster. He's going to have to step up at that receiver position. The old pro, the KG veteran, Trent Irwin, is going to have to fill a role. Charlie Jones is the punt returner, as well as another option at the wide receiver position. And Mike Gesicki and Tanner Hudson are receiving tight ends that they can utilize in other areas. They can detach him and put him in the slot and formations and do some things with them. Eric Hall is another tight end, a rookie tight end that has shown promise as a receiver and a blocker, pretty complete tight end. Jermaine Burton, third-round draft pick that they got in this year's draft, is another one that is going to have to step up and increase his role. Everybody is going to have to step up and do a little bit more than maybe they anticipated their role might be when the season started with the absence of T. Higgins with that hamstring problem, and Ja'Marr Chase just worked around himself back into shape.
Right now, we're talking to Dave Lapham for a couple more minutes. He is with the Bengals Radio Network. Dave, I think that this is one of the best rivalries in the National Football League. I know this isn't a traditional rivalry. These aren't two teams that are in the same division, but this reminds me of Patriots-Colts from 20 years ago, Patriots-Broncos, Patriots-Steelers. You know, you have the team that has set the standard. They've been the blueprint in the AFC, and one of their biggest contenders in Cincinnati. These games are always close. These games are always competitive. They always come down to the final 8 minutes every single week.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, when you look at it, these two teams have played 6 times in the last 4 years. I mean, division opponents only play 8 times in that 4-year stretch, so they played each other a lot. They played each other in the regular season, played each other in the postseason. I mean, the AFC championship games, the last couple of times they've matched up have been 3-point affairs, one by each football team. And usually that's about what it boils down to. It looks like, you know, these games, from a matchup standpoint, it's going to be about a field goal difference, you know, and it's going to be decided by a play. So it's going to be very interesting. I know one thing, you went -2 in the turnover department against the New England Patriots. The Bengals lost 2 fumbles all year last year. It set a franchise record, and it was fewest in the National Football League. They lost 2 fumbles against the Patriots in a little over half a play. So, I mean, that's a dramatic difference. They took care of the football last year. They only had 16 giveaways on the season, tied for second fewest in the NFL. That's what they're going to have to do. You can't afford to give the Kansas City Chiefs extra possessions. The Patriots ended up with 10 possessions. The Bengals had 8 because they gave 2 away. Can't give away possessions in a game like this, man. You got to try to generate extra possessions for yourself, or at least make it even, Steven, in that regard.
So you mentioned one of the keys for a Bengals win. What's another key? Protecting the football, turnover differential. You certainly don't want to go to Arrowhead and give Patrick Mahomes, you know, 8 possessions when he should have 6. Is there another key that you see for Cincinnati? And I know that Vegas would consider this to be an upset. It would not be surprising in the least bit, given these two teams' history, for Cincinnati to win in Arrowhead on Sunday.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of things, really, when you look at these two football teams with a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. One of the problems the Bengals had last week was they didn't keep pass rush lane integrity, and they paid for it. And with Patrick Mahomes, he's going to really make you pay for it. You have to stay in your lane, and you have to, you know, pressure the inside portion of the pocket. There wasn't any pressure inside in terms of pass rush from the Bengals. Trey Hendrickson was time after time. He had like a 40% win rate. He was getting it down off the edge, but there was nothing happening up the middle. And then there was like vacated rush lanes up the middle. They're going to have to remedy that problem because Patrick Mahomes will feast on that.
That is Dave Lapham of the Bengals Radio Network joining us on the show to get you ready for one of the marquee games of Week 2, the Chiefs and Bengals. That gets the 325 Nance and Romo treatment. It is always a great game when these two franchises go up against each other. Dave, I'm expecting a great game. I imagine you are as well. Thanks a lot for hopping on today.
Appreciate it, Carrington. Should be fun.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.